proclamation number 3544 dated the September 10th, 1945. Scrutinizing the source of spiritual knowledge. By lacking the right knowledge, the human being often endorses deceptive knowledge, and thereby demonstrates such tenacity which only the representative of true knowledge is entitled to. Yet this, too, is an effect of the lower forces which endeavor to spread error throughout the world and avail themselves of any person who, due to his low state of maturity, is willing to accept their thoughts. It is an endless battle between light and darkness, between truth and untruth. And the more people are inclined towards one or the other, the more violently it is waged. However, during the end time the battle will rage in a way which will manifestly point to the end. For under the guise of spiritual aspiration, many representatives of misguided teachings will deem themselves called to convey their knowledge to their fellow human beings, and it will require an excessive amount of work on part of the spiritual world of light to invalidate this knowledge and to make the pure truth accessible to people instead. The spiritual influx of the right knowledge will always be recognizable in the representatives themselves, for true knowledge can only be found where a life of love is lived according to God's commandments, who requires selfless neighborly love from people, and this will always result in an influx of divine wisdom. And attention must be paid whether their actions are entirely unselfish. For all selfish love presents a welcome target for God's adversary, the Prince of Lies, who influences a person's thoughts and lets him believe in his own value, thereby adding to his selfish love and making him unsuitable to recognize truth and error. The human being must exercise strictest self-criticism. He must constantly strive for perfection and, with profound humility, pray to God for grace and strength, for protection from misguided thinking. But if he is taken in by his mental information, then he must seriously question the source it comes from, whether it was gained intellectually or flowed to him without intellectual activity, for pure truth will illuminate a person like a flash, often without pondering and researching. In that case he will be touched by emanations of pure spirits, if he deeply and sincerely desires the truth without any selfish thought. On the other hand, clearly comprehensible knowledge, which is manifestly offered to a person without his own mental activity, ought to be accepted as absolute truth, for then the transfer to the human being is a process of emanation of strength which only beings of light, thus the bearers of truth, have at their disposal, whereas mental knowledge gained through intellectual activity can also be an influence of beings of darkness, and this necessitates strict scrutiny. Light and darkness will constantly fight each other. Light, however, is recognizable to anyone who wants to recognize it. However, the dark forces seek to weaken a person's will for the pure truth and to increase his selfish love, so that he will tenaciously hold on to his endorsed mental knowledge because he believes it to be the product of his superior intelligence, of his ability to solve profound spiritual problems. This is a sign of arrogance. It displaces the heart's profound humility and allows the forces of darkness to enter the human being's heart. For this reason, the source of spiritual knowledge should be carefully scrutinized and God should be called upon for enlightenment of spirit, if a person is offered information which lays claim to being the truth. And God will help the person to recognize what is right. He will help him to separate the truth from error, if he truly desires the truth. Amen.